Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. I so look forward to this time together as we meet at this radio broadcast time heard on this station every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. And I just welcome you, and I pray that regardless of what your day, your week is like, that you are willing to just draw close to the Lord. You know, so often we look to other people, we look to other things, we look to every other thing besides the Lord for satisfaction. And there's some of you that are listening to me today, you're weary in the spirit. There's a tiredness that has come against you, a weariness that's not just physical, but it's also spiritual and emotional from the battles that you've gone through. And I believe by this broadcast, God is going to strengthen you now, because it's my prayer the Holy Spirit will use the vehicle of this broadcast, this medium, to be able to just stir your heart in faith, that you can open your heart to receive from the Lord that which you need. And I believe He wants to pour out some new wine to you. Christ is wanting to touch you in your innermost being and serve you the wine of joy. Isn't that what we all need? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, think back to the Gospels. In fact, that was the very first miracle that Jesus did. There was wine that ran out at the wedding feast in Cana. And so his mother went to him to tell him that the wine was running out. And so she went back to the servants serving at the wedding, and she says, "Whatever he says to you, do it." That's John 2:5. And so what Jesus did in his very first miracle, he proceeded to create 180 gallons of wine. He told the servants to fill the water with water, the 6 water pots which were used for purification rites, and each of those water pots held about 30 gallons. And from early church records, we know that the stone pots were used for the ritual of washing the guests. So when Jesus was calling for these pots to be filled with water for the miracle that he was going to do, Jesus was saying, in effect, that the old ritual, the old things were dead, and that he was filling the water pots with new life. He filled those water pots with new wine. And you know, if you know the rest of the story, the host said, or the one of the guests said, that you've saved the best for last, as he spoke to the host, because there was such an excellence to it. So, beloved, I've been praying for UCM partners, for the listening audience, that you're going to experience the moving of God in your life in a new measure. That's what we each need. We can't, it's not our own, it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. It's not by our own efforts. And Jesus has given us His Word that He wants to bless us. He wants to encourage us. The Bible talks about Him, a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. He knew all about sorrow. He knew all about rejection, didn't He? That's why He can identify with us. But the overall tenor of His life was that of joy. And this is what He wants for you and me. Jesus said, in the 15th chapter of John, the 11th chapter, these things, listen to the words of Jesus and take this as a rhema word for you where you're at right now. I've spoken to you that your joy might remain in you. It might be possible to lose that joy, huh? And that your joy might be full. Listen to what he said, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. The ruler of the wedding feast stated that after he tasted the water turned into wine, he said, "Thou hast kept the good wine until now." And I believe that's what God is going to do in these days of impartation. He will pour out his spirit on all flesh. And I've always loved that scripture, for the time to favor Zion, yea, the set time is come. God is going to arise, and he's going to pour out the new wine. And the best wine, he saves it to last. That's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in a double portion measure, praise God. And so I believe that for everyone who's seeking, who's desiring, he's going to make every open heart, every willing heart, every receptive heart, he's going to pour in his spirit and power in a new measure. And I believe if that's what you want, you're going to see the Lord do a work in your life that will be the most glorious experience of your Christian life. I'm beginning to experience that. As long as I walk with the Lord, there are things God is doing in my life now that are wonderful. He's doing these things, things that have just hindered me in the past. I may not have even realized it, but he's giving understanding and revelation and victory. And beloved, the joys that we have in him increase with vitality. And he sets a table before us, and I believe he's just going to serve you up some spiritual delicacies at your table that you've never tasted before in your Christian life. Why? Because, well, he always gives his children something better than they've known before. So the promise of joy, think about that, it's a promise of growth. The psalmist David declared that the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. That's Psalm 92, 12, and 14. So, beloved, God cares for you, and he cares more about your victory than even you do. And he doesn't want you to settle for less. He doesn't want you to just settle in those lower levels of victory, because he wants the highest. He wants the best for you and me. He wants to bring us all into a realm of worship that would lift us higher and higher, so that our hearts can sing a new song of praise. And importantly, also, that our lives will truly demonstrate Christ to others. So often, Christians are not joy-filled. They've got a sour expression on their face, and this is what we transmit to the world. And who's going to be drawn to that? Who's going to be drawn, especially in these days, who's going to be drawn to someone that looks anxious and nervous and upset and downcast? That's what the world is like. We need to be different from the world. And not just to fake it, but to really experience it. Because, you know, even children, they can tell the difference between reality and something that's just a false, that's a front. And only by experiencing it deep within us, in our inner man, can we relay joy with a conviction that's going to touch others and bring them to the Lord. And also encourage Christians. Beloved, I just can't stress enough how important your life is to God. What makes you happy is important to God. In Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, we see that Christ has destroyed Satan's power over man, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, to destroy him. You know, you can't make a stronger statement than that. The Greek word means to render powerless, to put out of action. So Jesus Christ has put the devil out of action, potentially. And so we have to take that next step. Why is Satan so active today? Because we have not appropriated the fact and applied it to our need. Why? Because God has given us authority. He wants us to act on it. Jesus has potentially delivered every soul from Satan's power, even the unsaved. They could get saved. But that fact needs to be proclaimed and put into exercise by living faith. God is just emphasizing that he wants us to respond to him, to what he's saying. He wants you to respond to what I'm sharing on this broadcast, so that he can impart a new measure of faith to you, a measure that will see the attack of the enemy defeated in your life, and furthermore, the joy of the Lord to spring forth like rivers of living water. Oh, beloved, the Lord doesn't want you to settle for a shabby imitation of victory or happiness, and I believe he's moving right now to bring you into new strength, new hope, new encouragement, encouragement, new refreshing. Just now, let's just believe God. Father, I lift to you every listener who's reaching out to you in faith right now. And I ask you, Lord, that you would encourage them, that you would refresh them, that you would just touch them and bring them into new victories, not like they've not known in the past, a deep work in their soul that will heal and restore them in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say to you, my beloved, your time of refreshing is at hand. The new wine is ready to flow to you. Yea, there is a cup that I extend you to you even this day that you shall drink deeply of, says the Lord. And in that drinking and in that receiving of that new anointing, of that new wine, you'll be able to accomplish new things for my glory. Even though there has been much struggling and stumbling in days past, accept my victory as yours, my power as yours, and my love as yours. And know that in the days ahead, I shall walk with you, and there shall be new victories, new revelation and understanding, so that you can possess glorious victories in a personal way. You will be glad that you have done what you could to proclaim the word to others. You'll feel the glow of my approval for your sacrifices. I'll lift up your spirit. I will cause my blessings to be upon your house, and there shall be an inner peace like you've never known. You will have the right words to say. You will have powerful words to witness, to be a strength to help others, and you will have a joy to share with those in sorrow, and there shall be a great harvest, says the Lord. As you've set your heart to obey me, to honor me, and to love me, so will I give my grace upon you that will bring honor to me and salvation to many. I will pour out my spirit upon you, and it shall be as new wine in your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, beloved, can't we rejoice in the power and in the word of God? I sense the presence of the Lord just reaching out right now and touching your heart, touching every listener who's responding in faith and saying, yes, Lord, I need and I want that. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. It's been a joy to minister to you. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, whatever you might going through. There's power in agreeing prayer. And sometimes you found out it takes more than one prayer to see victory given. So that's what I'm here for. I look forward to receiving your letter. And partners, I thank you so much for your financial support as well as your prayer support. I couldn't go on without it. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,